Thank you for calling Oz Elite Granite, LLC. Please press 1, if you are a new client, or press 2, if you are an existing client.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Jose. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, too. Thank you for asking. I was just following up because of the account and the past due payment. We're still having trouble processing it, so I didn't know if there's something going on with the credit card that we have on file or if you just needed more time.
I'll check the account. My credit card should be okay, but I'll check it out.
Yeah, I want to give you an option only because it's saying here insufficient funds. So I want to let you know that your program includes an extra $100 worth of Facebook ads. If you wanted to, we could remove the Facebook ads, and that would lower your subscription to just $199 monthly. Okay, with that package.
Talking about that, I haven't been seeing no posts or nothing in my ads or nothing.
Okay. So
I don't see no promotions, no ads on Facebook or Instagram, so I don't know what's going on.
Have you been on your dashboard to see the posts and the results that you are getting by chance? Because that's all documented on the dashboard.
Lately, I had a surgery the other day, and I wasn't able to do much.
Oh,
but,
sorry to hear that.
Yeah. And plus, I haven't heard from you guys from the Google verification or nothing. I have done everything they asked, and I haven't seen nothing, no response or nothing.
Well, it's saying here, that email that was sent to you, action needed, live video verification available. That was on the
8th. I sent it 3 times then.
You submitted it 3 times?
Oh, yeah. 3 times already. And they were supposed to call me, and nobody has called me. And the last time I spoke to you guys were telling me that you was waiting for Google to verify it. And I haven't heard nothing from you guys.
So there's a note here from January 10th from Sherry Stingley. She's in the verification department. She said that she made 5 attempts to reach you regarding that video recording. So I don't know if maybe, you know, she called you and left a message, or maybe you guys just played a little bit of phone tag. But she said that she tried to reach you on 5 different attempts. So let me ask that department right now and just see, because in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 9th, and in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So the good news is right now the account is only past due for $299. Because come February 9th, that will reoccur to $598, and I definitely don't want that to happen to you, especially since, you know, you're having some issues already with the verification. So I'm going to reach out to a couple of people in that department and just see if Google has responded. When did you do those 3 video verifications? Do you know?
And December something. I don't remember, but I submitted it 3 times. And no response, because I explained to the person who called me the last time, and I told them that the address that I have on file, 2717 West Cherry Lane, that's the shop that I use. I don't have a physical location. That's
okay.
The shop that I use to do my fabrication. So everything that I did, whatever they require me to do, like the address, the cross street, the front of the store, the machines, the shops, the equipment. I did all of that from that okay. location. And I haven't heard no response or nothing. Then they told me to that I, if I wanted to use my home address, but I don't know why should I do my home address if I don't have, you know, it's my home.
Right, right. So the address that you use as the business, is that a virtual office, or is it another business there, or is it like a mailboxes, et cetera, or a UPS store? Tell me a little bit about the address that you used.
So my business is basically virtual, but I use that location for everything because that's where I do all my fabrication. Since we do granite and quartz, we do all the fabrication is done in there. My business is in two parts, so a fabrication and installation. So I don't have the shop. I don't own the shop. I used to, but I don't own one anymore. So I'm working with somebody that does my fabrication, and my crew does the installation.
I see. Okay. So that address for where you do your fabrication and you run everything for your business, is that the one on 2717 West Cherry Lynn Road?
Correct.
Okay.
And I explained that to the person that called me, and that's the, I told them that, you know, I asked for permission, and they allowed me to use the business for the video and everything, and they agreed to it. They didn't have a problem with that, but it's not my business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my business is ACLD Granite. That's their business. So they do my jobs.
Okay. So I'm just waiting to hear back. He wrote, the Google business page is verified. However, in order to make edits, re-verification is needed, and it's video verification currently. So let me ask him. Client said he did the video verification 3 times in December. I'll put any word or any correspondence from Google on that. I'll see what he says.
And as far as the promotion that you have, or the, you could lower my thing to $199 because I'm not seeing no benefit to having the Facebook or Instagram. I haven't seen no posts from you guys in months, so it's not working for me.
I see. Yeah, some people absolutely love the Facebook ads and they call us to increase the budget. Other people, they don't like them. So if you haven't seen an impact using them, then I would definitely say take them off, because that'll save you money, especially if it's not bringing you, you know, a lot of clients in return. So I'll at least make that adjustment for you. Another adjustment that I can do to kind of help you out is once the payment's up to speed, I'll push the next billing out 30 days because I wouldn't want you to have two payments close together, okay? So let's say that you could pay today. You would then be paid in full until February 23rd. So you'll get a whole nother month of service. And within the month, we'll make sure that, you know, whatever is needed of Google gets done. I don't know, because I'm not in the verification department, but one thing that I'm thinking is, since you do your fabrication out of that address, if that other business is already using that address for their business location, and then you're trying to verify your business there, maybe it's showing up to Google as a duplicate information, and maybe that's why it's getting kicked back. That also might explain why somebody suggested using your home address, because Google naturally deals with millions and millions of home-based businesses all over the country, and people use their home address to get verified, and then once it publishes, it gets hidden on the profile. So, you know, if you think that that was an option, we could try it that way, where we submit your home address, and then, you know, once it's published, it's hidden. Is your home address also in Phoenix, or is it in a farther area?
No, no, it's in Mesa. Mine is in Mesa.
In Mesa. Okay, so let's see. He sent me an email that was copied from Google Business Support. It says, the email is in reference to your Google Business Profile, AZ Elite Granite LLC. It has the address, West Cherry Lane. We understand you are concerned regarding the verification. We weren't able to help you verify the profile because we can't determine that your business exists per our guidelines. You can verify from your business location on a live video call. Okay, so you did the video verification where you went around and you submitted everything to them, but it wasn't like a Zoom call where, you know, they were actually live on the call with you. Google offered that to you, and that's why they sent it on January 9th to have you do that piece of the puzzle. I'm thinking that it might not be valid anymore because when Google offers the live video verification, it usually expires in 14 days. So we might have just missed that window. But let me ask that department and see if it's still available. If it is, I'll resend you the email on it, and then you can get that done as soon as possible because I know that that will help you. Oh, yeah, he's saying live video verification was available. Now we have to ask on the ticket with Google to make that an option again. Okay, so let me ask him how long will that take. And I know it's frustrating, but I want to let you know that it's actually a good thing that Google is requiring this because at the end of the day, Jose, they're going to protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to have an address and to be able to solidify to Google that you're a valid business in the area. So unfortunately, on the email that we sent to you, it doesn't really say why they couldn't verify it, but they did say that they would fix it through that live video verification. So I'll have James, as soon as Google corresponds and makes that available again, I'll have him send you the instructions on it just so that you can get that done, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. And then, you know what I think I'm going to do, rather than, you know, just pushing your billing out 30 days, I'll push it out 30 days, but I'll make next month a service credit. So next month will be a free month for you. So once you pay, you're going to be paid in full all the way until the end of March, March 23rd, give or take a few days, depending on what day we get this fixed for you, okay?
Perfect.
Okay, yeah.
Let me check my
car,
and I'll pay if there's something wrong with my car or something.
Yeah, let me see. We have the MasterCard ending in 7040. Is that the one we're supposed to have?
It's supposed to be that one. That's the one for the business.
Okay, good. So, okay, I'm just putting a note in here to apply the 30 days and the service credit so I don't forget. So I'll circle back and check your account on Friday. I'm hoping everything will be good by then as far as the payment and the new video verification email going out to you. But if not, I'll follow up with you again, okay?
Perfect. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. All right, no problem. And thank you for staying on top of it. It's great that you did that three times. It's just too bad that there was something missing, and now they're offering that live video. So we'll get it sorted out for you, and then, like I said, next month will be free just to kind of compensate you for having to go through it yet another time, okay?
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome, Jose. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.